In his closing address on the final day of the ANC's 6th National Policy Conference, Party President Cyril Ramaphosa announced it was the overwhelming view of the conference to retain the step-aside provision, which calls for those facing criminal charges to step aside from their positions or be suspended. This comes after those opposing the rule called for it to be scrapped, arguing it was used to fight factional battles. According to Ramaphosa, the provision will enhance the party's integrity and leadership.
This conference has demonstrated more clearly that more than ever before, our common commitment to rid our organization of factionalism, patronage, and corruption, and to renew and to rebuild our organization is quite an urgent mission. It has made an unequivocal statement that we must fulfill the promise that we have made to our people to place their interests and their well-being first amongst all things that we do. We have reaffirmed the resolutions of the 54th Conference on Corruption and State Capture. The overwhelming view of the policy conference is for the retention of the step-aside provisions to enhance the integrity of the movement and its leadership. Conference also noted that there are strong concerns on the perceived lack of consistency in the application and implementation of this policy. Conference agreed that these must receive urgent attention so that the application of the guidelines is impartial, is fair, and is consistent.
Speaking to Sunday Times political reporter Amanda Khoza, Eastern Cape Provincial Chair Oscar Mabuyane shared his comments on the step-aside resolution, saying those who wanted it scrapped were authorizing the party's demise.
That's exactly what we came in here for, that if you scrap and remove step aside, you're basically authorizing ANC demise. So we're clear on that one. We've been very consistent, we've been very clear and firm as the province of step aside. We've been implementing it. So that's the way to go.
In his closing remarks, Ramaphosa said despite the party's shortcomings, it was alive and determined to revitalize the movement.
As we discuss all these proposals, through that we will be deepening and broadening the renewal process. This policy conference does give us hope for the future of our movement. It has sent a clear signal to our members, our supporters, and indeed to the people of this country, whatever our challenges, whatever our shortcomings, the ANC is alive. It has sent a clear signal that the ANC is committed to consolidate and deepen the freedom for which so many sacrificed their lives. This conference has made plain that the ANC will continue to direct its attention and its significant capabilities towards serving the people of South Africa, particularly the poor, the working class, and the vulnerable. This policy conference gives us encouragement that yes, the renewal of the African National Congress is unstoppable. And that we have both the means as well as the commitment to rebuild and to revitalize our movement.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.